They're at the 200. Greater Gain, the leader. Mr. Exclusive coming back. Viral, the inevitable running on. Greater Gain on one rein. Mr. Exclusive fights back. And here's King Magnus. The King over the top. King Magnus sprinted quickly and got up to win. From a photo between Viral, Mr. Exclusive.
And gee, he is flying, isn't he, King Magnus? And so is Alana Kelly. That was another beautiful ride on Saturday, and he may well be fast becoming Alana's favourite horse. She joins me once again on Racing Pulse. Congratulations, Alana.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Just a little muffly there, Alana. I'm not too sure.
Any better?
That's a lot better.
That's good, the way.
Good to hear your voice. How much do you love King Magnus?
He's very much getting up there.
Three or two wins now in town on a Saturday. You've connected with him so magnificently, and gee, the turn of foot in his last two wins has been something special.
No, definitely. He's sort of shown that. Robbie knows his horses, and he explains that to me before I go out there, so I sort of have a good relationship with him before I sort of sit on their saddles.
Have you got a special rapport with certain horses? Are there some horses that you just get on better with than others?
I think it's just nice to have sat on them or at least sort of know them a little bit before going out, but I don't think there's a specific type of horse I prefer.
He seems to be underrated, this horse. I know we're talking midwinter racing, but he's got a lot of upside. Do you think he can progress through his classes?
I think he's definitely showing that he's stepping up and performing every time he goes out, so I fingers crossed that he keeps on with it.
And for you, this has been such a brilliant breakout midwinter season for you. You must be absolutely thrilled with how things are progressing.
No, definitely. Sort of getting on the right horses at the right times, and I think building those connections has really helped me going into the winter.
Absolutely. In town, things are great. It's now a transitional period for you in the country because you've just outridden your claim as well. So it can be a daunting period for apprentices once that occurs.
Yeah, outrode it on Saturday, so fingers crossed to sort of keep the ball rolling, just picking them over.
So with the outriding of the claim on Saturday in both city and country, there was an interesting article from Michael Kent, or I think he tweeted it during the week, saying that we need to keep these talented apprentices and their claims for longer, whether they should be splitting the regions a little bit like what they do in New South Wales into country, provincial and metropolitan, so that you can actually have a longer period of claiming in these different regions. From your point of view, what's the thought?
Yeah, well, you can't argue with McKent. He's usually on the ball there. But I've sort of held on to mine for a good while now, especially in the country. But I think that's sort of enough time to sort of learn. I feel like I've learned enough in that time and I'm sort of ready to step up to sort of a senior spot in the country without my claim.
So you're ready to compete on a level playing field?
I think so. I think I sort of have to go forward now to learn any more. And I think that's probably the right time for me to be doing it.
And from all of those that you're riding for, owners, trainers, are you of the belief that you're going to still get those opportunities?
I hope so. I hope that I've built those connections well enough and have shown them that I can ride their horses how they want them ridden or give them the feedback they wish they want to hear. So fingers crossed that they sort of stick with me for that.
No doubt you're still learning from every single race ride, and all jockeys continue to learn from what they do. What do you do post-race? Do you put much analysis into your rides after a meeting and look back at what you've done well and what you could improve on?
100%. I like doing sort of video replays, going back and watching them. Jared Fry, while he's been out, has been sort of sitting down and helped me as he gets back to work duty. So I've been sitting down and watching every replay after I've ridden, which has been really good for me.
What are your goals now that you've outridden your claim, moving throughout the rest of this period? Do you set yourself little mini goals? Because once the spring arrives and the better horses are back, it's probably going to be tougher to get regular rides, especially in town.
100%. I sort of just want to stick through in the winter and sort of keep the ball rolling where I can, and just keep those ticking over.
What's your weight like, Alana? Do you get down nice and low without any issues?
Walking around about 52, but to get to the 51 isn't too much work for me. To keep ticking over through this week off so that I'm ready to get back on Saturday and Sunday.
King Magnus was great on the weekend. What do you make of Zoo Dancer's return?
I was very happy with her. She obviously carried a bigger weight for the day, but a nice little return for a horse that wants further.
What are you going to do this week? A week off?
Considering you can't really go anywhere at the moment, I'm road track work this morning. I probably finished that off for the week, so probably won't find me doing much.
All right. Well, maybe you can be a rebel and stay up a bit later than normal.
A little sleep in.
Good on you, Alana. Well done again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Alana Kelly.